Today, Congress reconvened after summer recess. Immigration advocates had hoped that the comprehensive bill the Senate passed back in June would be up for discussion. But with the debate over a possible strike on Syria and the debt ceiling rearing its head again, they're worried immigration reform will get buried. Here in California, the state assembly recently passed a resolution urging Congress and the president to pass immigration reform, including changing the regulations for H-1B visas. Those are employer-sponsored visas for highly skilled foreign workers, often in science and technology. Earlier this year, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services had an unexpectedly high number of H-1B applicants. But rather than reviewing each of the 124,000 applications individually, and for context, the cap is 85,000, they resorted to a computer-generated lottery to pick who could stay in the country. State Senate Republican leader Bob Huff, the author of the California resolution, says this kind of thing discourages job creation and innovation.
A broken immigration process takes 10 years to complete and is literally driving U.S. educated talent elsewhere to immigrant-friendly nations.
The fate of millions of people depends on what happens to immigration reform legislation. This week, we're hearing the stories of some recent immigrants interviewed by KALW's Eva Sonsan. Today, we'll meet an engineer from Egypt who applied for one of those visas.
I'm Mahmoud Kafagi. I live in San Francisco. I'm from Egypt, from Cairo, born and raised there. I've done my bachelor's degree over there in engineering and then worked there for 5 years in engineering as well. In Vodafone. And after this, I decided to move to the U.S. or actually study in the U.S. and then maybe have some work experience over here. So I applied for the MBA and I got the application was good and I was accepted. When applying for a student visa is different. And I'm usually used to this in Egypt because of the paperwork we have for everything we want to apply, let's say for a driver's license or a passport or something. It takes a lot of red tape and a lot of time, so I'm usually ready with all the papers that they want, but I have to prove that I'm going back home and I have something that's tying me to the country. So the simple question in the embassy is, what are you planning to do after your school? So you just say, I'm planning to go back home. But as a matter of fact, I don't think that this is something very rational, as it's just an interview for 2 minutes with the consulate, and it's easy to get a student visa, to be honest, as the thing is, you come here as a student, you pay tuition and you pay for all the expenses, rent and all the other expenses. So you are going to spend some money, you're investing in it. And it's not just you're moving here and that's it. When people graduate, you have a year of a work visa and you can work whatever, not whatever you want, but something related to the education that you had. And within this year, you only have 3 months of unemployment. If you were unemployed for more than 3 months, then you should leave the country. Within this year, your company should apply for your H-1B. I graduated last year, August 2012. I had to find a job within 3 months. Or other than that, I have to leave the country, basically. Like the clock was ticking and every day counts. I have to do a lot of networking to find something. And like it happens, you do all you can't. You try networking, you try applying online, you try to talk to your friends. Maybe they find you something. It was very frustrating. I have applied literally for 100 jobs, like 100. I have all of these applications documented. And you have to have a good resume for each job, and it has to be tailored for it so that you can be considered for something, as well as a cover letter, and maybe you send an email to the recruiter or try to call them and something like that. And out of these 100 applications, I got 2 phone calls. The funny thing about it, I told you I applied for almost 100 jobs and I didn't apply for this job. Seriously. They wanted someone with exactly the same experience that I did, and they called me out of the blue. They found my profile on LinkedIn, and then they called me and they told me, there is this job, are you interested? And I was actually running that day when I had this phone call, and I found the number, and I was really surprised. It wasn't a very long process to get the job compared to the other companies. Like there is a lot of nonsense that's there, especially the quota thing, the lottery. That you did all you can, like you did all your homework. You came here, you got the student visa, you paid for the master's, you found a good job, your company applied for the visa, and you can miss your chances by a computer not choosing your name. It's something that really doesn't make any sense. You're not even evaluated based on your qualifications or how well you do at your job or work experience, something like this. It's just your number, it wasn't chosen. Of course, I'm planning to go to Egypt at some point. Depends on the situation back there and depends as well on the experience that I have here. Like, if I went there without experience, I'm not adding much value. Yeah, like, I'm over here, I'm paying taxes as if I'm an American. I didn't have any benefits from the U.S. so far. So I would say I got education, but I paid for it. So everything I pay for, I get for it. So this is this kind of relationship that goes between me and the U.S.